thoughts on that?
First half an hour, very good indeed. I don't know what happened with the last hour, as it went from as good as it was in the first 30 minutes to as poor in the last 60.
It's very flat, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I thought the game was. I don't think there's many chances in the whole game. Certainly we didn't create many. And as it's going at the moment, we end up conceding, I think it's an own goal, which cost us the game. I thought it was heading for a 0-0. You take that, you get your point, first clean sheet, and you go home. And then concede an own goal, a little bit unfortunate circumstances. That's the way it's going. Mm.
Are you surprised that there has been this lack of energy about Sheffield United, particularly going forward?
Yeah. You know, I think three of our most important players in that area last season, Flynn, Murphy and Scougal, none of them have got going yet. Murph doesn't look as though he can get past anybody. Flynn, he's not got a run in him, and Scougs has been carrying an ankle injury, but he's not being himself as well, so that's the main reason. And then you put Brayford and Maguire, and that's half the team that did so well last season. Mm.
Can you put your finger for the three that are still here, why they've started the way they have, because they finished last year ever so well?
No, very difficult. We have a chat and ask them how they're feeling, and they say, OK, physically not brilliant, which this time of the season they should all be flying.
Mm. Is it... Yeah, does that then boil down to perhaps a mentality thing with them as much as a physical? Because we kind of get the impression that they are perhaps quite shy. They're not the bulldogs in there, are they, those three?
No, but then what they give you is their energy and the running and all that sort of thing, which they're not doing at the moment. So then we've got a dilemma. Do you persevere with them or do you bring them out and give them a breather?
And your thinking on that right now is what?
Too soon after the game.
You've obviously had a look throughout the two or three matches at the squad right now. Does that process continue as we look ahead then to Peterborough?
Yeah, because we're nowhere near settled. You know, pre-season didn't do too many things in terms of giving us a settled side with people in and out with injury and things. So I think we said it's going to take a good few weeks, I think, to get us settled down.
Is this perhaps the cliched question of nobody's done enough to sort of say, I need to play, I should be playing every week yet?
Yeah, I don't think they have. I think across the two teams that we've played this week, eight changes on Tuesday or Wednesday night, I think there's very few of those. The outstanding performer has been the goalkeeper in all the pre-season and the first three games as well. He's the only one who's nailed on at the moment.
And he earned his Spurs today, I suppose, with the save he made earlier in the game in the first half, I think it was.
Yeah, it's a long-range shot, so he got across. I think quite comfortably in the end. It probably looked a bit more spectacular than it was difficult. But I thought the turning point was probably after 15, 20 minutes with the save that their goalkeeper made. Mm.
That was perhaps the best chance and probably the only chance Sheffield United had today.
Yeah, we had one, I think, nearly kicked off the line late on. Mm. Very disappointed how we didn't create more than that today.
Again, slightly to go back, because of how everything went last year, even personnel-wise, there's still a lot of them involved, that it just hasn't started the way I think, well, we all thought that it would.
Well, not you all thought it would, and bookies and so on. We did our best to sort of play that down pre-season because we didn't think we were as far ahead as maybe you did and other people.
In terms of Scougal, then, if he is carrying that injury, is that enough to keep him out of selection on Tuesday anyway?
We'll see how he is on Monday. But he has had it, carried it for the last few weeks pre-season. But he doesn't quite look the player that he did in the last 6 months at the moment.
Mm. Is that about getting into him, sitting down with him? Is he that type of player, arm round the shoulder type of character or something else?
They'll get an arm round the shoulder when they need it. Probably too much these days. You know, and we're all very fortunate to be involved in football and none more than them that are playing.
Moving forward, anybody else who could be a doubt for Tuesday then injury-wise?
No, I don't think so. It'll be pretty much probably the same squad. You know, we couldn't get Chris Porter in today. We thought, you know, Mark McNulty, anybody was going to get as a goal, but we had to make the three subs before then. Mm.
Andy Butler wasn't involved today. Why is that?
Well, he wasn't involved last week either.
No, he wasn't. No, so why not? The reason why I asked Nigel is that there is some. Has he been at Walsall today? Has he been involved at all?
I have no idea. He's not. No, we don't bring senior players. He's free. He gets a weekend off, spend with his family. There's no point in a 30-odd-year-old centre half coming and sitting in a hotel on a Friday night and then sitting in the stand and watching. He's free to have the weekend with his family.
Because for somebody who's played quite a lot. To then not, what do you say? Well, because he has had the track record he's had in League One, what's he not doing for you right now? What does he need to do?
Well, I think if you have to look at his performances pre-season, we're talking about, you know, those that deserve to be in the team. He's been as unimpressive as anybody during that time, and that's what we picked the team on. The good performers during pre-season, you know, Neil Collins has had a rough time. He conceded three at Burton and then he conceded two at York, which is why he's on the bench and then now comes back into consideration.
Mm. I mean, oddly, despite the fact we are talking about the defeat, one or two of the notable performances even today have been defenders. Alcock started the season quite well. McGuy started reasonably well.
Yeah, I think they've done OK. What we're lacking is a bit of aggression back there. I've never seen so many side-footed clearances in the first half today. Craig did better in the second half, but so to Neil Collins on the bench, he lost a 50-50 against Mansfield on the edge of our own box on Wednesday night. Harrison lost one in front of us. Craig's been less than aggressive in the first half. We need some of that in the team.
Changing tack, final point. In terms of the search for new blood, obviously brought in a couple of players yesterday. McEverley got some game time today. Are you still looking? Where is that search?
We still keep looking, keep talking. The people are probably just out of our reach, the main ones that we'd like at this time. So we'll keep searching, but it might not be the answer might not lay outside. It may be from within, and we'll try and solve it from there first.
I know you love it when we throw speculation at you, but we don't start it. Hunt, Leeds United, is he one of your targets?
No, we looked at Noel Hunt, and obviously you'll have looked him up as well, and you'll know how many full games he's played in the first team in the last two seasons.
Mm. So that's a non-starter then?
Well, you've looked him up, and you know how many full games he's played in the last two seasons, which is?
Oh, my mind's gone blank. So,
right,
okay.
Three.
Yeah. So you're not looking at him?
I'm not sure if a player who's played three full first-team games in the last two seasons is what we need at the moment. We've got enough people trying to get up to speed as it is.